It's halfway through our holiday, so it's a bit where Dave will now exclusively say,
let's get ready to rumble!
Just get on with it.
Finished.
Hello!
Hooray!
Bonjour!
Tout le monde! Ça va?
Ça
et
va.
Toi? Mm. Qu'est-ce qu'il y a dans le donkey? Un peu.
Bienvenue.
Oui, oui. Bonjour. That's right, we're all on holiday. But we thought we'd come back and say hello because of our egos.
Why are we here?
No idea. This is all this Mini Moyles extra stuff is down to Alad. Alad, explain why we're doing this.
This is so that our listeners can have a little surprise while we're on holiday.
Okay?
So
surprise! Bye-bye!
Well, that could be a surprise, but of course, you know, you could get some extra content, so maybe we could give away some secrets, talk about our personal lives a little bit.
All right, you know? Let's do that then. Let's talk about Alad's personal life.
Or, I mean, us, really, rather than just me.
Oh, no, all of us will talk about your personal life.
Well,
I don't mind talking about that.
Yeah?
That,
or... Who wants to go first? Dominic?
Yeah, Alad.
No, it's fine. Seriously, no.
Do you shave your legs?
No, I don't.
Brilliant.
Why did you say that? My God, legs.
I don't know. I was doing it in a kind of daytime quiz show way.
I think you got nervous halfway through saying that, didn't you? You went, legs.
Shave your legs.
Okay, when was the last time you saw a naked chef?
Don't think I've ever seen a naked chef.
Ah, wrong answer. You have a Jamie Oliver cookbook. Ah, you see.
I don't.
Alad, true or false? You have a webcam fitted in your bedroom.
False.
Is it in the lounge?
There is one in the lounge. But,
yes!
But it's not for me. My flatmate, basically we just say hello to parents and things like that, but now I have just formatted my hard disk and the webcam is no longer attached.
What does that mean?
Let me ask a question. Have you ever had a conversation with somebody on the webcam that you'd never met before? Yes or no?
Yeah, I've made some...
Yes or no?
Yes, I've made some friends through internet.
You've met, right.
Yeah.
Special friends?
A couple, but majority of them just friends.
Have you ever met any of these friends in a car park and given them an envelope full of money so you can receive a police file about a case, like... Oh, no, sorry, I'm thinking Desperate Housewives.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah,
sorry,
no, yeah,
don't,
that wasn't me.
Right, don't worry about that. That doesn't matter. Right.
So, any questions about anyone else?
You've been to Aberystwyth, Al.
It's just me. Okay.
But have you been to Abergavenny?
Do you know what? I don't think I have.
There you go, you see.
I have.
Have you?
Yes.
Why?
I think I have as well.
Mm. You are from Aberystwyth, but do you like ABBA?
I love ABBA.
Right.
I think it's great. Mamma Mia is fantastic.
Right.
Have you been?
The musical.
The musical, yeah. It's quite a good night out.
No, I wouldn't go.
Don't like musicals.
I'm not interested. I hate musicals.
Mamma Mia, here I go again.
What else are we going to talk? Oh, we're going to reveal secrets, weren't we? So, Alad, tell us a secret.
I'm currently wearing Next pants.
Wow.
What pants?
Tell us another secret.
Oh, no, your turn now.
Okay.
That's how the game goes.
Okay. Tell us another secret.
No, about you.
Oh.
Something about you.
Oh, okay. I am really only 23. Okay, Dominic?
I am not bald, really. I choose to shave my head, and in fact, I have an embarrassment of hair that, if grown, can turn into an afro.
Right.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Dave?
I was adopted at the age of 7, having spent my early years living with a family of sea otters.
If you're going to take this seriously, Dave.
We are taking this seriously. Serious. Although it's not much of a secret, you told me that before. Mm-hmm. Rachel?
I'm not actually from Kidderminster. It's all a lie. I've been perfecting this accent for years.
But how does it explain your ridiculous voice?
Because I've been training.
And finally, Alad?
And finally,
Tell the story about Portugal.
You have one story.
No, I have two.
You just can't move
on. What you did that you foolishly told me about, and the other one, why were you late for one of the meetings? Because you went somewhere on your own.
This was actually the last extra we did, and so the same audience will now be hearing the story twice.
I know, but
I don't think they appreciate it.
It's a great story.
Let me think of a secret.
I can't remember the story.
Oh, what happened was...
How did it go?
Alad went somewhere on his own and was late getting back.
Mm-hmm.
but where he went is the story. All right, I'll do something else then. I'll do another one. I'll do another story about Alice.
You're the star.
We could play Guess Where.
We should talk about you.
Guess Where?
Yeah.
Guess Where he went?
Yes.
Okay.
I think you're getting two stories mixed up, actually.
Was it a beach?
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yes, no, it's the beach is one.
Yeah. Was it a sauna?
Yeah, there was another place, but that...
You don't have a sauna on the beach.
That would be stupid. It's hot enough already.
I like the story about Alid blowing the lights out.
I like
that
story.
What's
that?
That's
sweet. It was when I actually...
Is that that band?
Yes, the lights.
I got very
drunk. Hello, my name is Marcus Light.
In fact, we all got very drunk, but I was the one who actually fell first. So Chris decided to take me home because he saw I was in a bit of a state.
Let's not tell the story.
So he got me home, put me to bed, and then he goes, look at the light, and then blow. And I went, and he turned the light off.
He phrased that badly.
You didn't do that, did you?
Look at the lights and blow.
No, I did not.
What on earth's going on in that country?
And that was such a sweet time. I remember thinking, I'm in bed, tucked up now. Thank you, Chris.
He's hallucinating.
You didn't say that, did you?
Of course.
Are you dead? The lights and blow.
I didn't. No,
what's all that about?
I didn't say
obrigado.
That.
Obrigado.
What lights?
And then, Do you know what? Leave it. Okay, let's talk about how much your family hate you. That's always a good one.
Let's talk about...
Haven't you recently upset your sister?
Yeah,
you know what he did to irritate his sister? Woke up. And
is
they don't get on.
Is this malaria?
They don't get on. Malaria.
Malaria.
What's happened now?
Malaria.
Well, you were saying that quite recently she's got too big for her boots.
She's always have. Ever since she was born, you know. It's one of those sister-brother things that... Mm. Because I'm the first one, I'm the sensible one that has to, you know, do well in life. Mm. And she just gets all the money from the parents.
Yeah. But you don't appreciate... You because she's your sister, you don't appreciate... Your sister's fit.
She's not fit at all. She's not fit. There's
she is good looking,
about.
Your sister.
She's pretty.
I got the good looking genes in the family. She got the bad bits.
Au contraire.
I think she's all right.
Yeah.
You and Kieran, Chris, who got what?
What, as in looks?
Genes, yeah.
Oh, I got the looks in between me and my brother. Yeah. I got the looks, I got the style, I got the talent, I got the ability. Although, downstairs, man alive, seriously, it's like a beast down there and him, and mine's like a button mushroom.
Dave?
I don't know, I've never seen this. Hurrah!
Mine's more beast and button mushroom.
Oh. Are we actually talking about
what we
are? Let's not.
Okay. That's unsavory, isn't it?
Let's not.
Lowering the tone.
It's visible from space.
I don't...
You're an only child, aren't you?
Yeah, I've nothing to compare.
See, I always think that's quite funny, because after they had you, you must have been such an ugly baby that your parents decided to never have any more children.
Shall I tell you the reason why I think they did that? It's because my dad is a massive fan of Elvis Presley. And Elvis Presley was an only child.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
What?
Which is why he called you Dominic.
Yeah, no,
what
therefore he thought...
Story.
That is a rubbish story.
Well, I think that's true.
Hey?
I was very special, and they thought they can't have any... You can't improve on perfection, is what they thought. And hence, ergo, I'm an only child. Je suis fils unique in French.
What was that?
Yeah, because everyone in French, you say, oh, j'ai deux frères or j'ai une sœur. And I had a completely different phrase, because I'm like the freak of the class who has no brothers and sisters. Yeah. Je suis fils unique.
Were you also the freak at school because you were the only people who was bald?
No, I wasn't bald when I was at school.
Age 7.
Yeah. No. I had a full head of hair.
And when you said, were you like 6'6" and bald?
No.
And 11 years old?
I was of average height and with hair.
Walking around going, did anyone see the 6 o'clock news last night? Wow, they got new graphics.
No.
Okay.
I'm still not that interested in news.
Rachel, you're kind of an only child, aren't you? I mean, by your brother.
No,
you're
I have
only.
A brother.
Well, I know.
Yeah, but by him, you're an only child.
Even though he's adopted, yeah.
Well, sometimes I think you'd like to think that, though, wouldn't you?
Mm. No, I love my brother.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
By my sister, I'm an only child as well. Which is true.
See, now, Dave's sister's attractive as well.
Ah, but the interesting thing is, though, actually, talking about, you know, early childhood, is that my sister was so ugly when she was first born, my mum used to cover up in the pram. This is a true story.
No, it was
very much a kind of ugly duckling to swan.
Hello, testing. Hello.
But no, she did.
Your sister looked like a swan.
No, she used to cover her up because she looked like an ugly baby.
Really? Now, this is an interesting question. I do mean this seriously as someone who has no brothers and sisters. Are you able to look objectively at your brother and sister and say, are they good looking? Or not? Are we in a weird area?
I've got to be honest.
I think we're in difficult territory.
I've got to be honest. I've never looked at my brother and thought he's a good-looking man.
Mm.
Mind you, most of the women in the world have also.
But look through the folk beard.
My brother does have a beard at the moment. He looks like he fell off the learning zone. Okay, and that is how oxygen lets us breathe. Now, over here, I've been bubbling some coloured liquid. Let's not talk about my brother.
No, all right, but brothers and sisters generally. If Brad Pitt's brother, Dan Pitt, whatever his name is, I don't know what
Seth his name is.
Is it? Yeah. Looked at Brad Pitt.
Goes, is it really?
And said, you know, yes, I can see. You are a good-looking man,
he's
Brad
got
Pitt.
A French cousin called Doubt. I don't
Has
know.
I've Doubt never, Pitt?
Doubt Pitt. I've no, never Doubt, I've Doubt never Pitt. Met Brad Pitt.
Or no, but you're, I'm just interested in the brothers and sisters thing.
Well, I think you should get out more.
Je suis fils unique.
Right, seriously.
Dans la bord de la rivière.
You know, but you can fancy other people's brothers. You don't need a brother of your own to find attractive.
I'm not going
to
fancy anyone else's
brother. Because I think that's where you're going.
How do you know? How do you know?
What do you mean, how do I know? I'm a heterosexual male.
Listen, Dominic, if you want, you can find my brother attractive. We're looking for somebody to.
He's got a certain aura about him. I don't find him physically attractive.
I think you'd like
him or somebody else.
I've met your brother,
you've
Rach.
You've met my brother.
I didn't
you've
fancy
met him.
I know.
Yeah, and he supports Liverpool.
Plus,
perfect.
Also, some people go from being heterosexual to bifocal. Mm. It can happen.
Yeah, I'm not going to happen. That's not.
You're listening to an extra Chris Moyles link. This link has not been previously broadcast by Radio 1, and now you understand why.
Play for Man City and not Man City and Man United.
I can't believe you can go to being bifocal.
Do you not?
No.
To hear more great radio like this, tune into the Chris Moyles Show, weekday mornings from 7 on Radio 1.
On your medication.
I've known it happen.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, there's just people.
Believe it or not, millions of people listen to this crap every day. I know. Isn't the license fee great?
There are people who have been happily married and stuff, or certainly seemingly happily.
You can
married.
Go off-piste. I do agree with that.
And now, even though we're not going to actually open the phone lines, Rachel will do her now legendary The Lines Are Open for Car Park catchphrase bit, because we don't know how to get out of this link. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catch.
The mics are open for car park catch.
Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. If you call now, you're going to be. There you go.
Isn't that lovely?
That's great. Nice note.
Isn't that lovely?
It's like she's walking away.
Aww.
Anyway, we're back soon. Enjoy your holiday, or our holiday, whatever. And get off the internet, you nerd.